It's 6:15 here on ABC Illawarra. Well, the heat, one of the heats that are held at regional racetracks all over New South Wales will be held at Dapto Dogs today, the million-dollar chase, the richest greyhound race in the world. And the heat has led the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds to speak out once again about their concern about the extent of injuries still in greyhound racing and their concerns about the welfare of dogs that are retired from racing. I spoke to Dennis Anderson, the spokesperson, the national president for the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds, about his concerns as we build up to the heat at Dapto today.
This is the third million-dollar chase, and there are 14 heats spread throughout regional areas. And of course, we're quite concerned about the number of deaths and injuries that could be occurring as a result of these heats and as a result of the million-dollar chase.
But no more or less so, did you have any particular concerns about the million-dollar chase and the heats involved with that compared to regular race meets?
No. The danger to the dogs is exactly the same whether it's the million-dollar chase and the heats or whether it's a regular meet. But what we're concerned about is that the greyhound racing industry is seemingly going from strength to strength, and they're able to run these heats and run that million-dollar chase and bring more and more dogs all the time into the industry. Greyhound Racing New South Wales has actually got a breeding incentive scheme. When both McHugh, in his report, the Special Commission of Inquiry into Greyhound Racing New South Wales, and the Yemma review of that report, both recommended that there should be bonds put up for breeding puppies in an effort to reduce breeding.
It is actually precisely 2 months ago that the greyhound industry released its new welfare code, saying it sets the highest standards in the country, welfare code of practice for greyhound racing and the protection of greyhounds. I know that you feel it didn't go far enough, but do you feel like it is still a step in the right direction?
Look, it's an improvement on what it was, but the government missed the golden opportunity here to bring into the code of practice welfare initiatives and rules and regulations that would definitely improve the welfare for the greyhounds.
What sort of things are you talking about there, Dennis Anderson?
Well, yes, one of the things that we're talking about there is accommodation. The draft code of practice gave trainers 10 years to fix up substandard accommodation to house the greyhounds. We, in our submission, said that this was far too excessive. And when the final code of practice came out, it was extended to 15 years. So a greyhound could be living its entire life in substandard accommodation. Another one that was in that welfare code of practice was that greyhounds that are retired and retained by what's known as registered industry participants, they're allowed to be kept in the same substandard accommodation, whereas we believe that once a greyhound retires from racing, it should be kept in accommodation similar to any other pet.
I'm wondering if you've had a chance to look at the, well, what Greyhound Racing New South Wales called the world first farm stay facility that they've set up there in the Hunter. They've got the potential. I know you said that this is not how your ordinary garden variety pet would be kept, but it can house up to 400 dogs. The industry seems to think that this farm stay there in the Hunter provides a perfect place for retired dogs to stay. Have you had a chance to have a look at the designs behind that? I know it won't be operational until next year, but how do you feel about that particular facility?
What's occurred is that Greyhound Racing New South Wales have actually put down a deposit on a property up in the Hunter Valley. If it actually comes to fruition and they are able to house 400 greyhounds at that facility and have them housed in what we would consider to be adequate housing, then that is certainly a step in the right direction, because the alternative for those 400 greyhounds would be death.
So there we go. That's Dennis Anderson there from the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds, ahead of that heat that will be there at the Dapto Raceground later today. And there'll be another heat at Nowra as well as the $1 million race travels around regional racetracks. You are listening to ABC Illawarra with me, Melinda James.